2p per minute.
Talking about the what's called Ikrim and the thing of Shoresh and Anach. But the thing we said last week comes out that basically all mitzvahs have equal chashivas, and it's just a question of which one can be seen as a shoresh for the other. How do we understand that there's certain mitzvahs that if you don't believe is not the chorus? The chorus I've tried in Yud Gimel Ikrim is that if anyone doesn't have those, then he's a kofer, he's an apikoros. And the other mitzvahs, the pshat is he's a, maybe amoret, but he's not the...
So, first of all, the inyanim that a person apikoros are inyanim of deos, which by their nature, in the bigger picture, are fundamental to the rest of the opinion. In other words, if someone doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaShalom, but he thinks the mitzvahs are nice and they're cool and they're good things to do, he still is missing out the ikur of the mitzvah. In other words, because the mitzvah for what it is, it's not the right mitzvah. The mitzvah has to be done as a Dvar Hashem, and it's not happening as such, and that's why the person is an apikoros. In other words, it's also not so much that mitzvah A is more important than mitzvah B, but as much as in the understanding of mitzvahs as being coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Das and Watson, that is something which is fundamental. It's fundamental in that sense. So, Iker in the sense of being a foundation for the next. If all of mitzvahs are seen as being the fulfillment of Ratzon Hashem, so if a person is in a particularly bad mood and doesn't feel like eating matzah, so fine. So he's missed matzah. But if a person doesn't believe there's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, they gave the Torah, that there's a mitzvah, whatever, then he's undercut the whole mitzvahs of what mitzvahs are and so on.
That's because he's undercut the rest of the mitzvahs, or because Minei Obey, he's not a...
It's because the deus, it's not because it's more important to believe in that sense, but it's because belief is the platform on which all of mitzvahs stand.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
So Iker is always in the sense of the platform for the other things. That's the sense in which we call it Iker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he said, we got up to 1 second. Vyesh Lisho, or 1 second. Is it Kaidim? Is it Said Vamis? Yeah. I think we got up to Vyesh Lisho or Zashama.
Just the Shaila. I think we've done the Shaila. We've seen the Shaila.
Okay. No, there's the first Vyesh Lisho where he says, in Gimel Dvar Maima, Azhara, the site first.
Mila.
On it.
Mila, of Mila.
Yeah?
Yeah, we've done the one of Mila, that's where we're up to.
Okay, so we did Mila already.
Yeah. We're up to that social parish on Mishnah.
Social parish Mishnah, okay, fine, that's the Shaila and Shiva. Atzor Shapesh Mishnah, that's just called a parish. Can Yivroim Nivru Bishol Sheshwe Matoiv?
That
tov which the Bria has a kiyum and so on. So Toiv is kilu a nekuda within the Bria, what you would call in other languages a nitzitz of Kedusha. And so just like, for instance, if a person has a diamond setting, the whole setting is there for the diamond. If a person values certain ore, O-R-E, because it has the good, it has the silver in it or gold in it, here also the Bria contains in itself Toiv, and that's the nekuda which makes it. So it says Vayaras Kilos Kalsav in a Toiv Ma'oid means that it has tov to it, and therefore it's roy for kiyum. As roy loy abriya, she had nivra ve nimtza dove shu toiv, ve chein ein la dove kiyum rak mitzara toiv, u b'chol ha-yom nema ki toiv, chutz mi yoyim shein ish la nimva ki toiv, v'om chazal mipnei shaboy nivra machleikis, v'zeo shu machleikis shi shalo yishem shamayim ein seif al iskayim, ki lo nema b'ze ki toiv. In other words, anything which is called a not tov does not have a kiyum to its be'etzim. So machlokes is not sure shemayim sefer is kain doesn't mean a kadosh baruch hu will make sure to punish it and to get rid of it and so on. It means intrinsically it has no makom. It has no makom kiyum. The after hoshev ba'elam b'yom ma'beis hoshev shemayim v'tzeich ha'elam mikom makom kiyum mitzad atzma ein kiyum loy. Rak mitzad Hashem yisparach, kach shemachlokes shel shem shemayim. So even though the machlokes of whatever the machlokes of Yom Sheni is, it is the Shem Shemayim, Kach Shemayim created it. Well, the fikach ein loyma esloy ki toiv, rak bedav shesh lo ki mitzad atzmai. In other words, machlokes the Shem Shemayim is only toiv because it has in itself an element of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Without that, it wouldn't be toiv. And b'meila, if it wouldn't be toiv without that, then it's not considered. Then we cannot consider it toiv b'etzim. It happens to be used. In other words, it's being used for toiv, but it's not that it's toiv in itself. So therefore, it doesn't say that it has a kiyum. It's baik end of a kiyum rak mitzara toiv. B'zeh kasha yesh b'nivra chisarin olakach ena toiv. Bedover shu chasa kerv el aheda, shemagia el aheda legamri. Avla toiv, sheein bo haravach yisorin, hu rochek min aheda, beroy la bria vakiyum. Vashem yisparach heid al aklolim shebem atoiv, avgav shedin zu bifrash lem achisorin. Ole fikach ham protim mekablim heda bevaday. So he says of me like this, that the toiv, he makes a parallel between two inyanim, and it's a parallel that he uses a lot of times. Toiv and bria and kiyum are one and the same. Ra, heda, chisarin are also one and the same. In other words, if we were to define what it is that is toiv, what is it, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted toiv in the Bria, so the only things that has a kiyum, that have a kiyum in the Bria, is something which I can describe as toiv, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Those things that are drivable as ra is not going to be defined as toiv, as having a kiyum. So kiyum, and it uses a lot of places. The Ramchal uses a similar idea. Ramchal, when he speaks about the definition of toiv and ra, is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kayam versus where he's not kayam. That's the most elementary definition. Ra is not a bria be'etzim. It starts by being a head of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that which is ra is a head, has no kiyum and so on. That which is toiv has a kiyum and so on. Now he says, "Vashem is b'cheda l'klolim shebem atayv." It says that b'yom shlishi that you know Akadosh Baruch Hu. Apple became it says Akadosh Baruch Hu was koilolit everything, and he was. It says by the end that even though on Yom Sheni it there's no kitayv, but afilohachi was koilolit afterwards. So you see that hachlola klolius is always tayv. Afal bav shenitzu efashem achisarn. Well, the fikur haprotim mekablim heda bevadei avakolam imaymdim. So this is the yisoid. So whenever we speak about the klal, always has to be tayv. In other words, l'mashal klal Yisrael is kaimalon that klal Yisrael is never nichla in machmas chait, and they're always kayim, because that's the metzias of Klal Yisrael. The same thing by the bria, the chlol yusa is toiv, the protiv yusa, there might be an element of ra. We always distinguish between the prat and the klal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Marshal, is a famous, I mean, it says a lot more places, but the Vel quotes the Rambam that Balachayim have only Ashkacha Klolis and Ashkacha Pratis, which means that there is no Chashivas, any particular cow, Mitzad Atzmoy, doesn't really have a Chashivas. Cows, but even Kloli, have a Chashivas. The Min, the Klal of it, they're the ones that have a Chashivas. Baleim Heyed Shabriya Hitoiva. To call min v'min yesh b'asim, uklal abriya heid ha-kosim gam ken aleim, sh'nema v'yar al-akim es koila sh'ozev v'nei toiv. V'ein l'arach b'dov hazeh, keim dvorim brurim, me'idna al zeh ha-koil, ke'ahed ashe mekab la'nivra b'nei achisoren, ashe wa ra adovik b'nivra, maybe it's all ahead. So, everything in the briya that has toiv as kim, everything that is ra as heder, and he adds a k'nech here that you distinguish between klolim and pratim. In klal, there's always a shroah of toiv, and in prat, there's a chisorin and so on, is chal on the prat. Because she is boiluch adav is there. Yesh kol adav kanev roim kulam pluim b'adam. So, adam is the klal kuloi of the bria, shem nivroim b'shula adam, v'me'en adam k'vashor liyo is hoya kol batal. This follows in a sense on what he said before. And let me add a nekudah that's important. Maral speaks a lot about klal and prat. In the most childish understanding, a klal is something like it's a device to remember something. I can't remember everything, so I'll give you a klal. Remember, with this klal, you'll remember everything. That's a childish way of looking at things. A more seichelik way of it is that there's a klal is something which is the etzem nekuda versus the tuffel. If I tell you the klal is that balachayim that birds fly, if there's a particular bird that doesn't fly, it needs a hezba. In other words, mitzvah the fact that he's a bird, he ought to fly. That's the mitzias atmias. If the bird is not flying, this bird might be sick, it might be a type of bird that for whatever reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, it shouldn't fly, but we define things between us, the klal, we define things in the klal as being the atmos of the thing, and the tuffel as being the mikra of the thing. So, in the klolim of the, when we say Adam is the nekud of the bria, everything in the Bria, its real metzias is its shayches to Adam. That's its atzmias. So this nekuda serves Adam, doesn't serve Adam. It's a mile of Adam, it's not a mile of Adam. That's really the way we have to look at it. Because she is boruch Adam zeh shchal adat kariv roim kulam tuim b'adam shen mivdolim shel Adam v'im eina Adam k'meshor aliyah is hayakol batal k'meshor kosa b'dor amabul. So Moshe l'melech shei mafiyas b'noi vasli chupa b'sida v'chira. Koras ha-melech al-bnoi, yesh ha-melech lishpo kankanim. Amar melech kluma sizo shul b'ni, b'ni ovid zukayemes. In other words, when a person has a fancy vase at the chasana, the fancy vase doesn't have its own erech. Its a hakol is a tuffle to the chasana of his son. As a chasana's son has no kiyum, this is not going to have a kiyum. They don't have an atmistic kiyum, and b'meila, we look at it in terms of the sun. Ulfikach me odmat behemar oipa shemayim adkan. Harei, kan evroim kulam en bishvul odam. Bekashe ein roi lo odam abriyo hakoil botl. Vein roi akim lo oilam. Vedove zem chazal bucho mokoim kakoil niver bishvul odam. Bekashe izboncha ki kola odam hu kayem kola ilum kayem shul odam. In Cain, Adam tzor sheyeh boyatoyv. Vazur elav akiyum. Vakshiru elav akiyum, relach Adam akiyum, shakol tolav Adam. So b'meila, Adam is the toiv of the Bria, the kiyum. And what, I mean, what he's trying to explain, the point he's explaining is, it says, Ashlesha dvarim ha'oylam oymeit. So his kasha is, what do you mean ha'oylam? At best, you can say people stand on these three nekudas. What? Why are you saying it? These are three foundations for the world. So the teretz is because the kiyum of anything. We're talking about what's mekayim. The kiyum of anything is its nekuda of atmius, of the nekuda of itself that's roi for kiyum. There is tzuras adam debriya. There's nothing else that has that type of that's royal kiyum except for Tzuras Adam. And since Tzuras Adam is kiyum, so therefore, since Tzuras Adam is the tzura that is the world, he's the klal of the world, he's the atmis of the world, and his toiv is the kiyum of the world. So when we're trying to find three things on which the olam is made, we're going to define inyanim of Adam. In other words, he's explaining why is it that Adam, why don't we say Mefurish Toiv? But it says, he took a look at me, creative in it, Toiv Ma'oid, and Ma'oid is Isis Adam, to tell me that his Toiv is not, it's not fully developed, it's just latent in the person. I once heard from Moshe Shapiro, he explained what the word Ma'oid means. He posed a shaila. The word ma'oid in modern Ivrit is translated as very. So there's tov ma'od, there's tov ma'od ma'od. So he asked, in Adam, it's shaykh to say gradations. We can't label things as being absolutely tov or ra. That's not, we don't have the kayach, and there are no things around like that. So we label things in gradations. We say this is a little bit good, this is more good, this is very good, this is very, very, very good. I mean, that's a chisorin mitzad al mitzias. That's how we label things. What shayach by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that type of labeling? I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, if he says something is toiv, it's toiv. If he says it's ra, it's ra. How are things, and it better, more than that, better and less makes sense in a context of using something. You know, you could say this is a little bit better, it's a little bit less, but we're talking about something which is absolute. Where in the world does better and less come into the picture? That was the way he phrased his question. So he replied that the word ma'od means, just like the chol ma'od means with all Ma'oidcha means the ability. Ma'od is translated as stretching to pass its overt capabilities. If something has a capability of X, Ma'od means it can go much further than what seems to be there. That's how we define Ma'od. So Adam is the tzur of Ma'oidcha debri. Everything else is the way it is. For better or for worse, everything stands the way it stands. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only things that are by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adam is the only tzura in the Bria which has in itself a sense that has less in Kamua. So that's the pshat, Me'oid Oisis Adam. V'zeh Nirik, Adam Chosid says, V'ayah Pera Adam Yivalit. A person is born like a wild donkey, and then he goes up to the Madrega of Toiv. So everything else in the Bria was defined in Bracious as being absolutely good or not good, like Mahomes, whatever. That was enough. The only thing that was not defined was Tzuras Adam. Tzuras Adam was defined as something which has in himself the ability for Tzuras. That's really the definition, the way we define Tzuras Adam. And therefore, he says the person, and therefore he's going to have to explain how it is that Adam acquires Taif. His hemshech of explanation is going to be that there are different levels of Tov, different inyanim in which Adam could be Taif, and Bemeli has to be koinet in each one of these inyanim. I just want to elaborate a little bit more on this nekuda, speaks about Adam being the definition of which Adam is a that Adam is the Bekayach. The Moral says it speaks about Adam is Oisius is Gematria Ma Memhei, which means potential. Like Mahu means what is it? It's the potential of something. The Behema is letters Bo Ma. In other words, its potential is there. It is not going to be more than what's there. And it brings a quote, a very famous commodity where it says Ayel Ben Yomo Nikra Ayel, means that a thing is what it is as such. So an Ayel Ben Yomo is Nikra Ayel because he's going to become bigger, he's going to become heavier, but he's not going to become different. He's not going to go in a massive of Minakor HaLapol. It's the same things that are there. So the rate of change, when a person goes from being Miktas Toiv to a lot of Toiv, that's a tremendous change of Minakor HaLapol. A Bal Chai just becomes just more what he is, bigger, more developed, stronger, and so on. It's a bigger site. That's really, when we speak about Koyach HaAdam in a more fundamental way, Bechira is a chetimtze for that. The ability of mitzvahs, those are the means, Bechira means that it's possible to choose something that's not locked into the person. That's really the definition of Bechira. But that goes most closely to the Tzuras Adam. So the point, it's a point of just saying it to explain to me why it is that Adam, that the Shloisha Dvarim, Sha'ilam Oymeit, is Re'inyanim that Adam needs for Kimim his Tzuras. That's the, and then we'll see next time. Then he goes into each Bechina, what it is exactly, and that Toiv divides into three different halakim and so on. But let's keep it later. It's a longer. Any shailas?
Is there any difference between before the Mabel and after the Mabel when we say that the whole world was Tali? The Mabel says of it, the whole world is Tali and Adam.
It just like we say that the Adam's Bechira was limited. limited after he sinned, and he became smaller. To some degree, the minute HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the world has a kiyum without Adam, and that he's not going to punish the entire world for the misdeeds of Adam, as good as a psur as it is for kiyum ha'olam, it also means that Adam has lost some of his maimed. You know, it goes hand in hand. There is a, you know, you can't have it both. If Adam loses, if you can't destroy the world, then it means that Adam is not the final arbiter of the world. The world doesn't stand on Adam Dafka. That's it's you can't have one without the other.
So there was
a certain mir to Kaimus Adam after the Mabul, and it expressed itself that way.
Even though before the Mabul, like the Ramban says, it was also for Adam to be Maimus Abal Chai, because, you know, being that the world was not there b'schus ha'adam, so therefore he had no right to be maimus, which seems to suggest that...
Well, it was so different. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His bria wasn't with Adam. Here his bria was with Adam. But, the Mashal, the Rishonim all say that the one thing, even though you can kill a Baal Chai, but you can't be Mesaris him. But you can't take away the min of the Baal Chai. You can, even though you can take away any particular Baal Chai. So the Kiyum Kloli of the min is Mufka from Adam. That does seem to say.
Mm-hmm.
A protistic animal, taka, you're right, owes his chiyus to that, but...
Right.
Okay. So next 2 weeks we won't be together, and then